Moncrief on News Talk.
Conducting an orchestra can be extremely difficult, especially if the music has complex time signatures and different parts of the orchestra have different tasks. After all, a conductor has only two arms. Until now, the Sinfonica in Dresden has just debuted a robotic conductor with three arms. The artistic director of the Sinfonica is Marcus Rindt. Good afternoon, Marcus.
Good afternoon from Dresden. Hello.
Hello. Now, this is something you've wanted to do for many years. Why?
Yeah, actually, this idea is quite old. I got this idea, about 20 years ago. And it was extremely difficult in that time. It was too dangerous, for example, to grab in a robot's arm and to move it around. It could hurt me. It could have hurt me. And meanwhile, it's much easier. These robots are also called cobots, for collaborative robots. And I can grab this arm and can move it around like a conductor.
And the particular piece of music that was performed at the weekend, was this written specially for the three arms?
Yes, exactly. We had two composers, Wieland Reismann from Germany and also Andreas Gundlach, and they composed two pieces especially for these three arms. One arm looked to left, one in the middle, and one to right. The orchestra was divided in groups, and that made sense, actually. If you would conduct a Beethoven or Mozart or Bach, that wouldn't make sense to use a robot. It's one velocity, one time signature, actually. And but if a contemporary composer use three arms, there will be completely new possibilities for these pieces.
Mm. Now, the arms, did you have to teach the arms in advance?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I took my own hands and grabbed this arm and conducted different time signatures. So actually I conducted the whole piece from the beginning to the end. And then I stepped back and looked at the arms, and it looked fantastic. It really organic movements like a human conductor with these, the only thing is the robots cannot hear. They cannot listen to the orchestra. It makes a difference for the musicians, because if some musicians go back in time a little bit or play faster, the robot cannot correct this. This is a problem, and they have to be very, very careful to see what the conductor is conducting. And yeah, it was a problem in the rehearsals, but the concerts have been extremely well.
Yeah, but the robot during a live audience can't adjust what it's doing. It's just programmed to do one thing. Is that the way it works?
Yes, actually, it's programmed with one thing. And but in the future, maybe if we are lucky, other composers will be inspired to use these combination of robots to write other pieces of music, contemporary music for orchestra. And maybe we have four or five such robots in a concert. Who knows? But I would like to emphasize that we don't want to replace a conductor, actually. A human conductor will always be better with his facial expressions, his gestures, and also the feelings he has, and or he or she has. And that's why it's only for certain pieces of contemporary music made this invention. Actually, you can see this on the webpage of Dresden Sinfonica. There is a video of the whole concert. It looks fantastic, actually.
Yeah. So so in the future, do you envisage it might be used occasionally if something's particularly complex, that they're saying a human couldn't really conduct this that well? We'll get the robot out.
Yeah, who knows? I actually hope we will not exchange or not replace conductors with robots. This is that's not my personally wish. And so if there's occasionally a piece for divided orchestra, then it makes sense. Otherwise, I would prefer to have a real conductor in the future as well.
Yeah, indeed. But at the same time, though, you could have robots with four arms, with eight arms. You could have incredibly complex pieces of music.
Yeah, for example, each group of the musicians, like the French horns or oboes or violins, could have its own. But it was difficult enough for us to have three arms because the musicians had to concentrate very, very well to one arm, to their own arm in the concert. And not to get distracted by the other arms. It was quite complicated. Yeah, and in the video of the concert on our website, you see this. It looks fantastic.
Yeah, no, yeah, because in the concert, you just have three arms sprouting out of the ground. Had you considered giving it a body, maybe a nice bottom? A lot of people, when they're bored in the middle of a concert, look at the conductor's bottom for a while.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, the arms have been mounted on a structure. It was made by the Technical University, who helped us 2 years for 2 years to build actually all these structure, and also to program the robots with us together. And it looks like one conductor with three arms, but actually these are three robots on a structure. And who knows, maybe there will be in the future a body with three arms, or four or five. Who knows?
Who knows? Wow. What a time to be alive. Marcus, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Marcus Rindt there, Artistic Director of the Sinfonica in Dresden.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.